The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of Spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Dead in Hip Hop audio review. Joey Fats, Joey, the album. We've already done a Joey Fats review, so I'm going to forego the intro. If you want to know more about Joey Fats, listen to that first one that we did, where I gave you guys an intro, and then come back to this one. Ken, Joey Fats is an underrated rapper. That's all I can say. I said that last time. Joey Fats is one of those guys that I listen to, but I don't necessarily promote or market that I listen to him, because I haven't really found many other people that like him as much as I do. Part of the reason why I like him, he tells you where he's from, where he's at. He gives you who he is, like, unfiltered. And to me, I have a special place for artists like that. And that's why I fuck with Joey heavy. And also, I don't know, man, like, over the years, I've just grown an affinity to West Coast rappers. I like their beats. I like their beats. I like the fact that they can be, you know, unfiltered and they don't give a fuck, like the South, and make like some loud music. But then they're really introspective, and they come with a great deal of ability as well. And then with the Southern sound, with the California sound, with it being so vast now, like. The Dr. Dre way of making West Coast music no longer solely applies. Like, and I like the fact how Joey kind of pushes that. I think another artist that does it to me to the biggest degree is Schoolboy. I think sometimes you listen to some of them beats and it's like, well, shit, I guess that is West. You have to question. I don't think you got that much on here where, like, the beats were questionable West Coast. These were all West Coast. This all gave you a West Coast feel. And I also like the features he had on here, Ken. I like Dave East on that joint, Dead and Gone. I didn't love it, but I liked it. I liked the East Coast voice on that West Coast sound. I like that.
You think that's a West Coast sound? That's one of my favorite joints on here, man. Dead and Gone. That shit, doom, 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 doom. That shit. I was like, dang, man.
That's that questionable West Coast that I'm talking about. It's, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, I can, that now that I hear the bass line a little bit, yeah, I can kind of
it has West influence, but it's not overtly West.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, a lot of these West Coast guys, they use beats like that, and I like that. So, like, to me, this, it feels West, but it's not overtly. But yeah, one of my favorite joints on here, Ken. How did you feel about Ceddie Hendrick?
Nope, that's a pass. I do not like Love and Passion.
Why don't you like Love and Passion? Is it the singer?
Yeah. I'm good on that.
But you know what? But it's very West. It's West.
Yeah, they can keep that joint. I was like, dang. But it's fine. But nah, it's just I'm good on that one.
I liked Ocean Boulevard. That shit hard.
Man, Money on the Floor is another one I like. I don't know who the fuck A. Reese is, but I need to go check out some. He sounded good on there. That shit was good. I like Where You From too.
Mm-hmm. That shit hard.
Which kind of talks. Yeah, this album was like I remember the one that we did.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't listened to any of his other stuff, but this one definitely had a different sound to it, production wise. And I'm like, I like this Joey Fats.
Mm-hmm.
You know, from Price Tags to The Real, like I said, Dead and Gone, Money on the Floor, Where You From? I'm like, man, like he got some joints on here. I can get behind, man.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like there's that West Coast thing, but it's not like overtly West Coast. You know, it's kind of like a little bit more in the middle. Like, I think they pulled some of those Schoolboy, like you said, I think you mentioned Schoolboy, those mm-hmm. harder West Coast sound,
mm-hmm.
Schoolboy, J-Rock type of sounds.
Newer West type shit that, again, is questionable, but then when you hear him rap, it's like, oh, yeah, that's West.
Yeah, the way he was flowing and shit on Where You From, like, that was some mm-hmm. different shit. Like, he definitely did some newer shit on here, and I'm like, okay, you know, I'm like, all right, so Joey might be all right, you know. And I don't think I disliked the first one all that much,
mm-hmm.
but I can't remember. But yeah, I think he does a good job of on here, had a good balance.
He did. And I think he played it smart with the length of time and how many tracks as well.
Mm-hmm.
11 songs, 31 minutes, so it wasn't too long. You could get in there and, you know, get what you need and bounce. Now, you know, for some people like you, obviously Love and Passion may be a skippable. But to me, there weren't any skippables on here. I could let this whole shit ride out. And that's why I fuck with Joey Fats for the most part. Joey makes very consistent projects for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think it is personally a slight shame that we've never done them on the main channel. Just like Dom Kennedy, there's a lot of West Coast guys that have a name that we just, for whatever reason, haven't done on the main channel. And he's one of them. I fuck with Joey Fats.
Yeah, that my time track. That's a good closer too. Mm-hmm. That the way that bass warping in and out, boom 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 mm-hmm. boom boom, and the way he rapping on this shit, I'm like, all right, Joey, good solid project,
and that's
bro.
That's that new West Coast sound.
Yeah, yeah.
Because Nip does a lot of that type of beats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can hear him on that. So yeah. Yeah, nah, definitely a good project. I like this one.
Bet. So, Ken, we already said 11 songs, 31 minutes. What were some of your favorite joints?
Dead and Gone is my favorite. Give Me That. Money on the Floor. My Time. Where You From? And
all
right. I'll stop there.
All right, bet. So, for me, Give Me On What? That one's hard. That nigga said On Crib. That's that shit. Give Me Dead and Gone. Give Me Money on the Floor. Give Me Where You From. Give Me Ocean Boulevard. But look, guys, it's the fourth quarter, so that means we're putting up shots. You know what I'm saying? We got to score all these joints. End of the year is upon us. We see the light at the end of the tunnel. What would you like for us to do for 2022? You want us to do a redo, DE365 Part 2? Is that what y'all want? Look, if y'all got any type of recommendations, you know where to hit us up. Hit us up on IG. Hit us
up on
Twitter.
They've been hitting us up on Twitter, man. I see the request, y'all.
Yep. Appreciate that. Again, thank you for the support. We'll be back tomorrow with another one. We out. Peace.
Peace.